Blog Talk Radio.
Daytime After Dark. We have to reschedule the Song Kanan interview for this morning. And we are gonna have a soap. We are going to have a soap, fireworks show really quick. And I'm going to let my co-host Bobby on. So let me bring him on.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, yeah. Sean and I had a week schedule.
Oh.
Last moment, you know how that goes. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it looks like probably we will have him on Monday. Help me, what's Monday date, Bobby?
That's
I know.
It.
See what happened? Monday the 6th at 10 a.m. West Coast time. What time would that be for you?
That's 1.
See,
that's
but
fine.
You know I suck at, times and everything. I really do.
Yeah.
So we are going to have a quick 15-minute set, and then we can call it a weekend, because this is going to be a long weekend, and I just want to go over some stuff. You know,
okay.
It's really quiet when it's just me and you, huh?
Yeah.
July 7th, July 10th, Cook, Greenville, there's a special guest, on July 14th, and I think it's at a new time, I'm not sure, do you know what time?
Well, they didn't tell me anything about that, so.
Okay.
So, man.
So, would you do me a favor this weekend and text him and would you text him?
Sure.
Would you text him this weekend and find out?
I will.
For us.
For the 14th, what date?
Yeah, the 14th, you know, the mystery guest I'm not supposed to know about.
Okay. I'll text him later on today.
You know, because,
He's in dialogue. So
okay, so I just want to say, what was I going to say? So, I was going to say, with this whole stay-at-home order, with this whole stay-at-home order, I feel like the country has gone mad on so many levels. Don't you agree, David? Bobby?
Bobby, yeah.
I know, but remember I told you my brain is gone? Now you have proof. I just want to say a couple of points. Before we go. Okay, number one is for the July weekend. And people, please stay safe. You know what? We are already seeing this virus go up and up and up and up and up. And, you know, for people out there who think wearing a mask is stupid, well, look at this. There was a big... this person, People Magazine reported, someone thought this was a hoax, and he had a family barbecue, and he is now, how should I say this in a nice way, not with us anymore. You know, so people, wash your hands, and, you know, just remember, wash your hands. Well, you know, your mask and stuff. And what did you have to say on that?
Pretty much, I'm following the order. Yeah, I've been following the orders and just doing just that.
And you know what? It's not so hard to do, people. It really is not, you know, really the thing, you know, it's so easy, and we have seen people go down and, you know, and everything. And I just want to say that it dumps, deletes tweets of Bill Clinton with Maxwell after Twitter buries him with folded with his father. You know what? Come on, wake up, everyone. Trump is guilty of a lot of things, right? Bobby?
Yes.
I mean, it's time he is held accountable. He is, you know, the menace. He is the menace of all menaces. So he is very much, you know, thinking, you know, he's more worried about his campaign than the people. And I'm so sick of people saying he cares about us. He cares. Really? Washington State people have been on their own since the virus hit. And we were one of the first ones, remember? And so, people, if you want to look at, you know, this as, like, the worst thing that could happen, yes, this is the worst timing. I mean, I don't think I will be complaining as much if this happened during, you know, the winter time, because you don't want to be outdoors. But here's how we are affected by it, because, I mean, you know, people are losing jobs, people are losing their sanity. I'm not saying who's losing their sanity. You know, if this goes to show you that this guy, who we have to remember was a reality TV star, who became president, who dodged the draft, and now you think this virus is just going to go away on its own. Okay, a virus does not go away on its own, people. Okay, the virus sort of, you know, has helped some people. You know, and I believe that we will, you know, really, you know, but, you know, this was from China. And I believe that the China wanted to take the whole rest of every country down, because China was able to get a vaccine, but the whole rest of the world can't. Okay, and it's going to be another year before we find out if there is a vaccine, right? Or when there will be a vaccine. So my advice to everyone, listen to Dr. Fauci. He is saying everything correct. He is saying the truth of it all. And, you know, I just think everyone needs to, you know, stay safe out there. And, you know, remember that, you know, this is an unsolded territory with everyone. And I just think, you know, all of us have to be more careful about this. And so, yeah, and the two else things I'm going to say before we go for the weekend is, so, Bobby, are you going back to bed after this?
No, I've been up. I'm just going to probably just relax, maybe have lunch.
Yeah, I have some appointments I have to go to. And then, you know, it's just going to be hopefully a relaxing weekend because I have so many shows to get through. It's not even funny. And so now, before we go, please be careful with the fireworks and everything, because it's dangerous. And you don't want to end up in the ER right now, because if you end up in the ER, you will, you know, probably end up with this. So you just have to be careful, people. And, you know, be smart this weekend. And don't go out. This is not a time to try and see if this is a good thing to go try and do. Because, you know, believe it or not, it's not. Why, Bobby?
That's correct.
Yeah, and I need to catch up on Dave's. I didn't watch it last night. I fell asleep. And then also, I'm looking forward to today, the 8th. I don't know what episode they have today. And, what episode of Sunny's Best Children with me and Maggie cannot wait, so they go not interrupt us. Oh,
I think it was when Morgan was trying to, was on the roof. I don't remember. I think when he was on the roof, I don't remember because I didn't check because I just glanced at the schedule, and didn't check it out that much.
Well, yeah, and okay, so everyone have a great weekend. Remember, do not like fireworks on fire, and don't be a pyromaniac, everyone.
Right.
And whatever you do, don't listen to Trump. Whatever you do, you know, and
right,
if you're forgetting what day is and everything, it's normal. We are in a new time. Like, you know, we are
right,
in an unsorted territory. So, yes, so we're going to say goodbye for now, but we will be back on Monday at 10
yeah.
a.m. West Coast time.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, have a great weekend, Bobby.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.